The Brain Teaser number 220 bonus question asked readers to name their favorite air show performers or performances. The results are in, and no one appearing on the upcoming November ballot made the cut here. Our readers are picky. Military performers, whose individual names are rarely known, drew loud applause, with the Navy Blue Angels clocking in slightly ahead of the Canadian Snowbirds for wow factor. The Spanish Air Force Patrulla Aguila, I've no doubt mispronounced it, much to the chagrin of my high school Spanish instructors, but translated it means Eagle Patrol. And in their Casa C-10 Avio jets, they earned bronze in this survey, but more importantly, turned paparazzi heads on the red carpet prior to the Brain Teaser Awards banquet. Sort of military in its appearance and very popular with crowds is the now-defunct Red Baron Pizza Stearman team. Sadly, the frozen foodstuff lives on, but you do have to admire whatever marketing genius pitched the idea of equating a deadly German fighter pilot with pizza. Perhaps Baron Manfred von Richthofen, a.k.a. the Red Baron, was a fan. Ja, Lothar, das ist Sieg Nummer 80. Pizza's on me. Perhaps not. Other group acts earning one vote each included the Aeroshell T-6 team. Noisy, smoky, close in, low altitude, that voter cheered. And there was a lone vote from the UK for Richard Grace and Dave Polston in the Trig aerobatic team. This EAA-er was proud of his heritage. Remember the EAA Red Devils? Why, yes, we do. They flew Pitts S-1s. Please continue. Saw them finish their act with formation torque rolls at the 1972 Aerobatic Nationals in Texas. Never saw them do it at a public air show. And one voter preferred short and slow to the flash and smoke of the more popular acts and voted for Helio Courier Stoll and Slow Flight Demonstration. Goodyear blimp high-speed flybys didn't seem to impress anyone. Or perhaps their votes are slow to arrive. Stay tuned. Individual acts of aerial wow. In no particular order, here are the recipients of single votes and voters' comments. The Flying Professor in a Cub. Corky Fornoff in a Bearcat. Jeff Bourboon and the Jack Link Waco Taperwing. Harold Cryer, who coupled grace with precision. Charlie Culp, whose Flying Farmer act was better than most and really looked the part. Eric Edgren, a real farmer who flies a knockout comedy act in his clipped wing cub. Editor's note here, Edgren flies a tailorcraft. Doug Rosendahl, Warbird pilot, Corsairs, Mustang, Zero, B-25. The list is seemingly endless. You can watch Doug in a holy schlamoly Mustang takeoff over the cameraman on a YouTube video called Above the Ordinary. Here's another single vote and comment. Gary Ward does some amazing things with his XM2, such as an outside loop with squared corners and flying the dang thing sideways in a knife-edge pass. Before I saw him do this, I would never have guessed it possible in a propeller plane, e.g. no thrust vectoring. Also receiving a single vote each were Rob Holland, Matt Chapman, and Skip Stewart, but without commentary. Sometimes awe is best expressed silently. Performers receiving two votes each and voter comments include CAF founder, the late Lefty Gardner with his P-38 White Lightning. Someone voted for Honky Tonk singer-songwriter Lefty Frizzell, but they may have meant Gardner, so we counted it as two votes for Gardner. The late Leo Laudenslager, holder of 7 national aerobatic championships, gleaned two votes, as did Matt Youngkin and his Twin Beach routine. Daryl Mossman picked up two votes. Jimmy Franklin, who died in a 2005 mid-air collision with Masters of Disaster co-star Bobby Youngkin, Matt Youngkin's father, earned two votes. Art Scholl, known for his de Havilland Chipmunk aerobatic routine, not to be confused with the Alvin and the Chipmunks routines, also received two votes. Scholl died in a Pitts in 1985 while filming Top Gun. And rounding out the two-vote category is Julie Clark, with one voter writing, I love the smooth, graceful, perfectly formed way she flies her T-34. On a personal note, I had the honor to be Julie Clark's last-minute announcer at an Iowa air show a few years ago. Luckily, she couldn't hear my play-by-play in flight because the notes she'd provided blew away immediately after takeoff, and mostly I just said, wow, ooh, that's cool. Never been asked again by any performer. Moving on to air show performers who garnered three votes each. Dwayne Call, who, like Eric Edgren, competed for airshow eyeballs with a diminutive tailorcraft, but his act was anything but small, as one reader comments. His aerial ballet always seemed so easy on the aircraft. No hard yanking on any controls at any time. Patty Wagstaff gleaned 3.5 votes because one voter split the ticket between Wagstaff and aviation pioneer Bessie Coleman, the first African-American pilot. She, Coleman, not Wagstaff, died in 1926 on her way to an air show. Another reader voted for Peggy Wagstaff, but we tallied that one for Patty. If Peggy Wagstaff turns out to be real and feels cheated, we'll recount. The ballot returns almost doubled when Sean Tucker's name entered the box, although there was some confusion over the spelling. Sean, S-E-A-N, Tucker, took two votes. Sean D. Tucker picked up three. And Sean, S-H-A-W-N, Tucker, took another vote. Enthusiasm for the Oracle Aeromaster culminated in one vote for Sean Tucker! All caps and three exclamation points doesn't begin to describe Sean's long career from California ag pilot spraying artichokes from a steerman to international air show superstar in whatever that shiny red biplane he now flies is. Oh, and one person voted for Sean Trucker, which sounds like a 1970s country western singer, but we counted it for Tucker. As popular as the various Tuckers were, airshow maestro Bob Hoover grabbed over three times as many votes as Tucker. Face it, the guy's untouchable. Reasons for choosing Bob Hoover included, quote, for his precision aircraft control married with perfect energy management. A great guy and great role model for all pilots of all aircraft types. Yeah, we're all agreed there. For his sheer mastery of the aircraft in all flight regimes was another voter's reason for naming Hoover number one. And at least one voter remembered how in 1994 the FAA declared Mr. Hoover unfit to fly and temporarily grounded him. Oddly, in our survey, there were no votes for the FAA groundling who'd made that bonehead decision, probably long since promoted into upper FAA management. That's the statistically suspicious lot. Biplanes, Mustangs, jets, and even a couple of T-crafts in the hands of talented pilots who view the sky as their stage, giving the rest of us reason to look up, smile, and every now and then dream what it must be like to be an airshow pilot. I'm Paul Burge for AvWeb Brain Teaser, so keep the ball centered and never give up that dream.